Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Well, brothers and sisters, Father Frank Pavone here, National Director of Priests for Life. Happy Monday morning. It is the 28th of January in 2019. Hope you're doing well this morning. I just want to spend a few minutes with you here in the presence of very disturbing images, of course, of what abortion is, the last thing that abortion supporters want to talk about. I'm always talking about it, and for good reason. It still remains legal, and of course, New York State recently with its new law signed by the baby killing, the one who's in love with baby killing, Governor Cuomo, and the Democratic legislators that are in love with baby killing have signed that law, and this is what it does. We're gonna zoom in on this in a little bit, but I wanna ask you a question. Many people say to me that I have wacky ideas and that I've lost my mind. If they're saying it about me because I'm opposing abortion, they're saying it about you too. So I want to ask that question. What is a wacky idea? In what way have we lost our minds? Because this is exactly what they're saying about me, about us, about our movement. Okay, well, that raises a very simple question. What's the wackier idea? To want to stop this violence by which a baby's legs and arms are torn off while the baby's still alive and the head is crushed and removed in pieces. What's a wackier idea? To want to stop that or to want to let it continue? That's my first question. It's a simple question. Which is the wacky idea? To want to protect these babies or to allow them to continue to be dismembered? Who has lost their mind? The one who sees that this is wrong, no matter who says that it's okay? Or the one who thinks that because some people say this is okay, therefore it's okay? Who has lost their mind? Second part of the question, what's the wacky idea? To look at this and to speak up about it and to speak out against it? To raise our voices like a trumpet blast against the violence and the injustice? Is that the wacky idea? Or is the wacky idea to look at this and see it and know in one's heart and mind that it's wrong and yet keep their mouth shut? Which is the wackier idea? Who has lost their mind? The one who sees what is wrong, feels that surge within them to say, stop, we have to stop the violence and we have to protect these children, and then they say so. Have they lost their mind? Or has the person lost his or her mind who looks at this and feels that surge within them and then inhibits it, squashes it, squelches it, and keeps silent? Maybe they don't even feel that inner surge anymore that rises up against injustices like this. You tell me who has lost their mind. And finally, what's the wacky idea? To try to elect to public office people who can actually pass laws and want to pass laws to stop this? Or, recognizing what this is, to elect people who will keep it going? Which one is the wacky idea? Who has lost their mind? I want one single person who has dared to say to me and to you, my colleagues in the pro-life effort, that we have wacky ideas and that we've lost our minds. I want one single person who has dared to say that, who has dared to put it in an online post or in a comment, who has dared to do so to answer any one of those questions. That's my message for you this morning. We'll be back with you 9 p.m. Eastern time tonight with much more to say. God bless you, friends. Have a wonderful day defending our unborn brothers and sisters. Now I'm going to take a moment to zoom in on these medical diagrams. This is abortion, friends. This is a dismemberment abortion. of a baby at 23 weeks. This is legal activity. Let's reveal it. Let's expose it. Let's end it. God bless you.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.